You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca. And on the show, Kerry, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Hey, I'm excellent, man. Obviously, you know what? You know a lot about playing pro football. You've done it in both leagues, and you know what? You've been working with young quarterbacks for the last few years. My biggest question for you, Kerry, is when you're developing these guys, and obviously you're an NCAA quarterback, you have aspirations, hopefully, of maybe going pro, whether it's CFL or the NFL. And having played both of them, you know, I think when you're in it at a college quarterback, like, oh yeah, I'm ready, and then you get to pro, and you're like, damn, I wasn't as ready as I could have been. How can you help your guy? We'll get to Manning specifically, but how do you think, like, overall in general, is the best way to help college quarterbacks get ready for professional?
I think it's just basically number one, just the fundamentals of the position. I think college quarterbacks, you have a chance to really mold their fundamentals. You know, when it comes to their feet, their eyes, and just everything that pertains to playing a position. I think that's the most important thing. And then also just teaching the game. You know, I think at that position, at that time in college, you're teaching, you know, about front coverages, how to process the information, you know, pre-snap, post-snap. All of those things I think is very important for the quarterback position.
What do you, going back, maybe, you know, I'm not joking here, but like when you go back and remember playing, what was the hardest thing? Because as I listen to you describe, you're like, okay, yeah, that seems pretty cool. But then when you're under center and you got to do all this stuff in a split second, what's the hardest thing to learn as a young quarterback at the pro level?
I think the biggest thing, because at the pro level, the game is so fast and everybody is so good. It's about taking what the defense gives you at the pro level, because you don't, you know, the time that you have from the time the ball is snapped to get the ball out your hand is about 2.8 seconds max. So you got to be able to process that information that you've taken in, and also be able to get the ball to your playmakers and get it out your hand. You have to take completions, and then the big plays that come in the NFL. I think that's the most important thing. And like for me, playing the position, That was very important, you know, making sure that I processed the information, and it comes with the preparation, you know, away from the field. You really have to be dialed in, and you really have to anticipate what you're seeing and then respond to what the defense does.
Kerry, when you look at your young quarterback, Arch Manning, like just because of the last name alone, right? Like there's all sorts of pressure. I saw some ridiculous people trying to put the generational tag on a young quarterback, which I think is ridiculous. Not because he isn't good, but just because I think it's ridiculous to claim anybody's going to be generational. Like it's really hard to be, it's hard to be good, never mind generational. So there's lots of focus and pressure on him to begin with, right? The first game, which I didn't even think was that bad, everybody's losing their minds over it. How do you help a guy navigate the pressure? Because not every quarterback's going to have the pressure of the Manning name attached to them while they try to play.
Well, the thing, like for me, you know, I don't want to speak out of line because I'm not coaching him. You know, I'm actually helping out on the defensive side. So basically, okay, for me, I try to watch it from a distance. You know, the big picture, the thing is just, you know, football is about repetitions, and the more reps you take, the better you get, and that's the biggest thing at any position. You know, it comes with repetitions, it comes with mistakes, and you learn from mistakes, and you keep building and keep going, and I think that's just a part of the process. You know, every quarterback that you can think about, from college to pro, all of us had to go through that process. You know, so for me, like I said, I just kind of watch it from a distance. You know, he has great coaches, you know, coaching him. And, you know, and I just try to help out on the defensive side and try to stop the other team's quarterback.
Well, what about, I know that they're always game plan for them, but as a guy who understands the quarterback, as helping your defense, can you at time run stunts in practice that's going to help your guy because you're like, oh, geez, I haven't seen that and I just saw it now in practice. Can you help your own quarterback in that sense?
No, because like I said, you know, you know, I have a role to do, and I stay on the defensive side, and I let his coaches coach him, and you know, they do a great job over there with him, and you know.
No, Kerry, sorry, Kerry, maybe I worded it wrong. I meant for the defense that you call, can you call a certain defense that you know is going to help a quarterback understand more reads? Like, you're doing it for your defense, but at the same time, it can help your own quarterback, even though you're not coaching him.
You know, that's kind of tough, because as a defense, you really, you know, we are working on the things that we need to get good at, you know, going into a season. So, like, you know, it's more about working on our scheme and not really trying to scheme our offense. And not, like, right now is in season, so everything that we do is against our opponents and just making sure that, you know, we can try to stop what they're trying to do to us offensively.
Okay, and that makes – I was just kind of curious, like, if it's, you know, as the gamesmanship where you're always trying to make your whole team better, and if you guys ever look in the defensive room and say, hey, we're going to try to run this, it's going to help our guys, but at the same time, it's going to give the offense a look that maybe they don't see, and that's going to help them, right? Because I know there's so much about scheming and game planning, right? Like, you see it, and every defense I've ever talked about, I'm sure you, when you game plan against your next opponent, you're like, how can we make him uncomfortable? Right, that seems to be one of the biggest things. If you make the quarterback uncomfortable, your chance of success for a defense increases.
Yeah, and that's what we try to do. We try to make our opponent's quarterback, you know, uncomfortable. You know, unfortunately, like during the season, though, you don't go against your offense anymore. It's all against scout players running that opposing team offense. So it's never good against good. You know, once the season starts, it's all about who we're playing against and how can we stop them.
Now, is that good? Thinking about it as a coach, would you like to go against – do you think it would be better for both sides to go against each other at times in practice?
No, not in the season, because, you know, you don't play against – like, our defense doesn't play against Texas, you know, during the season. Right. So that, you know, that's basically wasted reps. It's all about, you know, who we're playing, who that opponent is, and – you know, what problems they pose against us and how can we stop it. And, you know, so for me as a coach coming from the offensive side but helping on the defense, I try to find issues to just relate to our defensive staff going into every game, whether it be tendencies, whether it be concepts of things that they like to run offensively so we can have a great plan defensively to stop them.
Kerry Joseph joins us, assistant to the head coach for the Texas Longhorns, number 8 team in NCAA football. Of course, Kerry won a Grey Cup here with Saskatchewan, played a long time in the CFL, including with the green and gold. You're taking on Sam Houston this weekend, and not a top dog team by any stretch of the imagination, Kerry. At a young age, I don't care, you know, there's always at times that challenge of, guys, let's not overlook our opponent. How do you preach that as a defensive guy to ensure that, hey, you have to respect your opponent regardless of their record and stature and everything like that?
Yeah, you got to respect everybody. You know, everybody, you know, prepares, everybody practices, and you know, and when you get into games like this, it's all about yourself. You know, how can we improve? I think when you go into the game about, regardless of the game, it can be a conference game, it can be a game like on tomorrow against Sam Houston. Hey, how can we be at our very best and perform at the highest level? Because if we do that, it doesn't matter who is the team on the other side. We're going to give ourselves a chance to be successful. And I think you got to just have that mentality week in and week out. And at the end of the day, it's about winning the football game, but playing a good, clean football game and executing your plan.
Kerry, as a coach at you know, Division I, one of the top 10 schools in the country, you got a lot of good players. Now they all, you know, they're not all going to go to the NFL. We know that certain size of players matters. You had great success in the CFL in multiple cities. Are you a proponent of the CFL, and you're talking with guys in the room, hey, here's an option for you, showing them tape every now and then? How does that work as somebody, you know, who's an alumnus of the CFL? Are you always trying to kind of pump it up to some of the players, especially ones when you look and say, hey, I think this guy's skill set would really work in the CFL?
No, you know what? If guys come through, like scouts or anybody come through here and ask me a question, you know, I haven't been around these guys for a whole year yet. But if somebody asks me a question, if I see something, I might mention it to one of those guys. But as far as the players, I basically kind of stay out those conversations unless someone poses a question toward me. Because it's all about being where you are now, being where your feet are now, and not looking ahead. I think when you start having those conversations, you take away from guys' focus So I really just kind of stay in my lane and making sure I'm helping where help is needed and just, you know, making sure that we're successful on a daily basis.
You've coached the offensive side of the ball. Now you're coaching on the defensive side. They're obviously very different. You like one better?
You know what? I'm an offensive guy. You know, I've played the quarterback position. I've played on both sides. I'm coaching on both sides. I think what's going on for me right now is just going to help me in my coaching profession to continue to grow offensively. And who knows? You know, you never know what God has planned. I know I have the ability and the value to be able to coach on either side. And we just kind of see where it goes. But, you know, I'm an offensive guy, quarterback guy at heart.
Well, you played both sides, though. There's not many guys who play both ways in pro football, Kerry. So you had some skill level for sure, athleticism to play, and you obviously understand the two. But I like your honesty. Hey, I'm more of an offensive guy. I get it. Why wouldn't you want to be? It's you know, scoring's fun. Although some guys love hitting. So I guess it depends on which way you look at it. You just kind of, you know, football from when you were in college until now. How much different do you feel the game is as far as play calling goes?
I think the game now is an offensive-generated game. I think that's why it's important to have a quarterback, that can pull the trigger. I think it's just more spread, wide open, throwing the football. Whereas back in the day when I was coming up, you know, you definitely had the run game as the number one thing that you did. So the game has definitely changed. It has evolved. And it evolves on both sides, offensively, defensively, because defensively you have to change to be able to stop what the offense is getting to as far as trying to push the ball down the field in the pass game. So it's definitely has changed. It definitely keeps you growing as a coach because you always got to continue to figure things out.
Kerry Joseph joins us. Because when you're in offense, you know, I always hear that you want to take what the defense gives you, Kerry. But how do you balance that at sometimes saying, like, we got to do what we want? How do you balance that as an offense? When is it, okay, we'll take what they give, but we got to take our shots and do what we want?
Well, think about it. They don't give you a shot. Like to say, a shot call is not a shot taken. You know, if they don't want to give it to you, you just kind of have to continue to be patient. At the end of the day, when you have the football and you continue to get a new set of downs, at the end of the day, they got to make tackles. And I think that's the important thing about making sure you possess the football and make them have to tackle because they're not perfect. And, you know, that's the best way you can do it because when you start to try to force shots, that's when mistakes happen.
How much time is it for an NCAA coach spent between watching film and then watching other games?
You try to balance your time. I mean, you have ways to get to different games, but you got to just make sure that your plan is ready. And like for me, you know, everything that I have, you know, on my table to get done to make sure our defensive staff has what they need, the players have what they need. It's just balancing that schedule and knowing that what you have to get done and what's your free time. I think that's the important thing because you can't always learn some things from watching other games, especially when it comes to situations that you can take and you can talk to your team about. So I think there is some value in watching other games.
Kerry, always good to catch up with you, man. Continued success. Good luck this weekend in the I think in the second final game of the weekend in NCAA football. And good luck the rest of the way. Always good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you, guys.